Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading all kinds of words with blends. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. No sloppy writing. Do your best. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to use crayons for the rest of the activity. Yay! All right. If you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence, and under each word in the sentence is a circle, or sometimes I'm going to call it a bubble. Mm-hmm. And then next to the sentence is a picture. So if you look at number one, there's a snail. That's a picture clue for the sentence. Mm-hmm. It's a picture clue. The sentence is going to be about scissors. No. Pencils. No. A snail? Yes, it's a picture clue. All right, let's color the polka dots on the snail purple. Color the polka dots on the snail purple. And while we're coloring those polka dots, I want you to start thinking about the word snail. I'm done with those polka dots. Let's color not the shell, just the head and the tail of the snail. Leave the shell alone for right now. Let's color the snail head and tail green in between the polka dots. Snail has a blend. Two consonant letters at the beginning of snail are blending together. Sn, sn, do you hear it? Snail. It's an S and then what letter? N. Good. All right, let's color the shell of the snail purple. Now, snails, are they fast or are they slow? Yes, they are so slow. Slow is a word with a blend. Sl, sl, S and sl. So we have SN on snail and we have SL on slow. Let's use our purple crayon. Take 2 seconds. Two, one, stop coloring. I want you to use your purple crayon and find the word snail in our sentence. Sn, it's going to have S-N. Do you see it? It's the second word. S-N-A-I-L. Color the bubble or the circle underneath the word snail purple. Fill in that circle or that bubble with a purple crayon. Snail. Now see if you can find the word slow. Slow. So it's going to have an S and an L. Do you see it? It's the last word. Fill in that bubble with your purple crayon. It's S-L-O-W. The last bubble should be purple. And then put down your purple crayon. I'm going to have you point to the words while I practice reading this sentence for you. I want to read it fluently. That means as if we are talking to one another, not like a robot. I see it has an exclamation mark, so I'm going to be excited about something or mad about something, or maybe I'm surprised. Let's have you point, I'll read. Here we go. The snail is so slow. Sounds like I'm a little annoyed. That's what my exclamation mark is. You point, I'll read. The snail is so slow. Okay, all of us read, all of us point. The snail is so slow. Ugh. All right, let's move on to number two. I see a clock. Let's color the clock black. Color the things on the top black. And let's color the round part black, not the inside round part, just the outside round part, the edges. Clock is a word with a blend. Clock. It's going to be a C. And then what other letter is next to k? K. Clock. Yep, the letter L. C-L is a blend in clock. Black, the color we're using, is also a blend, a word with a blend. Don't forget to color the two little legs on the clock at the bottom. Clock. Black. Do you hear it? It's B, 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 and L. Black. Take 2 more seconds. Don't color the inside of the clock. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to tell that it's a clock. And if we are coloring a clock, we know it's a picture clue for the sentence. So our sentence is going to be about a seal. No, it's going to be about a clock. All right, hold on to your black crayon. Look for the word clock in the sentence. Clock. Clock. Do you see it? Second word, it has C-L-O-C-K. C-L is our beginning blend. Color the circle under the word clock black. Now look for the word black in our sentence. Black. Black. See the last word? B-L is the beginning blend in black. Go ahead and color the circle under the word black. Black. Yeah, it'll match. And then you can put your black crayon down. You point, I'll read. I see a period. That means it's a telling sentence. I'm going to read this as if I am telling you something. Just like we're talking. You point, I read. The clock is black. Again, the clock is black. All of us read, all of us point. Ready, go. The clock is black. Last time. The clock is black. Nice. All right, let's try number 3. There is a glass filled with something in it. Let's make it be orange juice. Find your orange crayon and let's color that liquid in there orange. It's inside of a glass. Glass has a blend. Glass. What are the two beginning letters in glass? G, L. Good. All right, hold on to your orange crayon. Take 2 more seconds to finish coloring that orange juice. 2, 1. All right, let's look for the word glass in our sentence. Glass. Glass. G-L. Yes, it's the last word. G-L-A-S-S. Fill the bubble under the word glass. Orange. Okay, but we're not finished. I want you to look for another word in our sentence that has a blend like drink, drink, drink. Do you see it? It's the very first word. There's a capital D-R-I-N-K. Fill that bubble in under the word drink. Color it orange. And you can put down your orange crayon, point to the words while I read the sentence. It's a period, so it's a telling sentence. I know the first word is drink and the last word is glass. You point, I'll read. Drink it from the glass. You know, sometimes people have taken orange juice or milk or anything out of the fridge and they drink it out of the container. And you need to drink it from the glass. Let's read it again. I'll read, you point. Drink it from the glass. Okay, all of us read, all of us point. Ready, begin. Drink it from the glass. You tell them what to do. Ready, go. Drink it from the glass. Good. All right, number 4. Oh, look, it's a grill with yummy food on top. Do you see the corn on the cob? Let's color the corn on the cob yellow. Yummy. Love corn on the cob on the grill. And then did you see that hot dog? Let's color that hot dog brown. When you cook things on the grill, you got to flip them every once in a while, right? You flip them so that they can get cooked all the way around on all the sides. Put down your brown crayon. Let's color the whole grill red. Color the whole grill red. So flip is a word with a blend. Flip. What are the two letters at the beginning of flip? Flip. F-L, good. And what about grill? Grill. I hear a G. What's the second letter in the blend of grill? R, good. So we have a red grill, and it's about time to flip that food. Hold on to your red crayon. Let's look for the word flip in our sentence. Flip, flip, flip. Yep, it's the very first word, F-L-I-P. Color the circle under the word flip red. And now let's look for the word grill. Grill. Yes, it's the last word. Do you see the G-R blend? That's the beginning blend. Go ahead and color under the word grill. Color that circle red. So we have flip and grill. Okay, put down your red crayons. You point, I'll read. I see a period, telling sentence. Here we go. Flip the food on the grill. It's time. Let's do it again. You point, I'll read. Flip the food on the grill. Okay, we all read, we all point. Ready, go. Flip the food on the grill. It's time. Ready, last time. Go. Flip the food on the grill. Nice. Number five. Here we go. Oh, it's winter time. We've got maybe a brother and a sister or two friends. All right, let's look at the girl. Let's color her hair brown. Her name is Britt. That's her name, Britt. And Britt, her name, has a blend at the beginning of her name, Britt. Let's color her headband. Let's do pink. You have your pink crayon handy? I can't find mine. Like, really, I can't. What in the world? Okay, here we go. Pink headband. And let's put her in a pink coat. Let's put her in a pink coat. So Britt, what's the beginning blend in Britt? Britt. It's a B and a R. Good. So she's got on a pink coat. Let's give her some blue pants. Give her some blue pants, and then we'll make her have some black boots on. Black boots. So that's Britt. She only has one boot showing because her other boot is tucked under her leg. All right, let's color the sled that's peeking out that she's on. Let's color that brown, her sled. 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 Do you hear a blend at the beginning of the word sled? So, yep. S-L. Sled. All right. Hold on to your brown crayon. We're not going to color her brother or her friend or whoever that is next to her. Maybe it's her cousin. We're just going to worry about Britt and her sled. So let's look for the word Britt in our sentence. Britt. Britt. Yep. Second word, it has a capital B-R-I-T-T. Color the circle under the word Brit, brown. Brit and brown have the same blend. And now look for the word sled. 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 Yes, it's the last word, S-L-E-D. Color that bubble under the word sled. Color it brown also. And then you can put down your brown crayon. You point, I'll read. I see there's a question mark, so I'm going to use my question voice. Here we go. You point. Did Britt go on the sled? It's a question. I'll read. You point. Did Britt go on the sled? Right now we all read and we all point. Did Britt go on the sled? Last time, go. Did Britt go on the sled? And number six, here we go. Oh, look, he's playing with a truck. Let's color his hair yellow. Let's color his hair yellow. So it looks like he can play with the truck. Play. Play has a blend. Do you know what two letters are at the beginning of play? P-L. All right, let's give this guy a red shirt. We don't know his name, but he can play with the truck. What about truck? Truck. Truck. It's a T and R. Good. All right, let's color that truck. Let's do green. Let's color the whole thing green. Truck. You don't have to color the tires green. You could go back later and do the tires a different color if you want. Truck. It's a dump truck, huh? Truck has a T and a what? Truck, an R. All right, hold on to your green crayon. Let's look for the word play in our sentence. Play. Play. Do you hear the beginning blend? Play. Yep, it's the third word, the third bubble. One, two, three. P-L-A-Y. Color the bubble under the word play green. And now see if you can find the word truck. 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 Yes, it's the last word. It has the T-R-U-C-K. Color that bubble green. Truck has a T-R blend. All right, put down your green crayon. You point, I'll read. I see a period. I'm going to use my telling voice. Here we go. He will play with the truck. He will. Again, he will play with the truck. Let's all read and all point. Ready, go. He will play with the truck. Last time, he will play with the truck. Like, don't worry about it. He will. He will play with the truck. We're talking. That's when you're reading fluently. You read so many words with so many different blends. You followed directions. You did not sound like a robot. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.